This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sheila Cast. The worsening situation in the Middle East has become the primary focus of the annual G8 Economic Summit taking place in St. Petersburg, Russia. President Bush, following a meeting with British Prime Minister Tony Blair earlier today, defended Israel's right to protect itself against terrorist attacks.
And again, I repeat, this started because Hezbollah decided to capture two Israeli soldiers and fire hundreds of rockets into Israel from southern Lebanon. That's the cause of the crisis. And so our message to Israel is, look, defend yourself, but as you do so, be mindful of the consequences. And so we've urged restraint.
But there have been strong criticisms of Israel from other leaders at the summit, where work has begun on a joint statement on the crisis from the entire G8. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is in St. Petersburg, as is our Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer. They join us now. Don, how are the leaders lining up in their discussions about the Mideast conflict?
Well, right now, Sheila, they're all trying to get on the same page in terms of what they put into a statement about what's going on in the Middle East. We have heard differing things from different leaders here. President Bush, as we just heard in that piece of tape, has focused a great deal on condemning Hezbollah as well as Iran and Syria. We have heard that criticism of Israel and their military response from some quarters. Meanwhile, the U.S. has resisted calls for a ceasefire. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said that a ceasefire that leaves Hezbollah with the ability to fire rockets into Israel would simply leave this as a problem that would come back down the road and probably worse. So that's what they're wrestling with in trying to reach a consensus on a statement. It'll likely be somewhat general. It'll condemn Hezbollah. It'll urge restraint on the part of Israel, and it'll call for steps to resume peace talks.
Gregory, you cover President Putin. He, too, has been critical of Hezbollah, but at the same time, he's been among the most prominent critics of the Israeli military response. How's that playing out at the summit?
Well, Putin has called Israel's actions unacceptable. At a news conference last night, he said not all peaceful solutions have been pursued and that Israel is pursuing wider goals than just the release of its two kidnapped soldiers. His position is closer to most of the other G8 member leaders here who hope that the U.S. will shift its stand at least somewhat. The head of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the Russian parliament just told me that the Israeli assault on South Lebanon was making Hezbollah stronger. While Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov today said Russia is pushing for action on the Middle East crisis and not just a banal response. Legislator Kosachev said that he wanted the G8 to give instructions to the quartet of Middle East mediators to take action over the issue.
Gregory, this is the first time Russia has ever hosted a G8 summit, and as host, President Putin set the agenda for formal discussion. But do the Russians feel their moment in the spotlight has been sort of hijacked by the crisis in the Middle East?
Well, Moscow had wanted to push energy security as the main issue here to highlight Russia's new influence in the world as a major energy exporter. But that's also a weak point for Russia. Western countries criticize Russia for using energy as a political tool. So the Middle East crisis may actually be good for Russia's image, showing President Putin discussing the issue at a table with the big players. Putin has been looking very relaxed and confident here. At the same time, officials are telling me that the original agenda isn't being affected and that everything is going according to schedule. The G8 leaders have already signed agreements on energy security as well as infectious diseases and education.
And Don, among those other pressing international matters before the summit, the standoff with North Korea over its nuclear weapons program and recent missile tests. Have the leaders done anything on that?
Nothing formal so far, but we are hearing praise from the president here for a Japan-sponsored resolution at the United Nations that sets up sanctions against North Korea. It was unanimously passed by the Security Council. It bans UN member states from dealing in material or technology for missiles or WMDs with North Korea. The president today, in a meeting with the leader of China, made a big deal out of the fact that China voted for it. It does address concerns that China had and Russia had in that it makes no mention of possible military action against North Korea, focusing instead on the sanctions. North Korea, I should add, though, has rejected that resolution, though the White House says that was to be expected.
NPR's Don Gagne and Gregory Pfeiffer at the G8 summit in St. Petersburg, Russia. Thank you both.
A pleasure.
You're welcome.